This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. Anna Murphy.
Yes, Steve.
It's going to be an interesting show today.
Very different.
We're missing someone.
We're missing Timothy, who's in Hong Kong right now. Hey, first of all, greetings.
Oh, greetings.
And greetings, Joysters, and Damo's in studio. So we're
No, we're not
off
lonely.
Leash.
No, but he's the mortar that holds the bricks together of the show.
Yeah, this is like old school, flying old school.
This way we did for a couple of years, didn't we?
We did indeed.
Years, and it was all over the place like a mad woman's spit.
Oh, the listeners will understand.
Yes.
They've been with us for a while now. G'day, peeps.
You would have seen the show develop since Tim.
Yes.
And now Damien.
And now you can see it devolve. You can watch us just unravel.
Before your merry eyes.
Yes, that's correct.
We've got so many interviews this afternoon. It's absolutely fantastic.
It's like mayhem.
I don't even know where to start.
I don't either.
Now, we did have the wonderful Carice Eden, who was the winner of The Voice. The first one.
2012. On Seal's team.
She's got new music coming out. We haven't got the interview today. We had a few little technical problems.
They couldn't find her.
Next, it wasn't our technical problem.
No, for once it wasn't.
Universal Studios' technical problem.
The wonderful Joy 94.9 was not letting us
down. No, we were ready.
We were hungry. We were on hold.
We were on hold. For a long time.
But pretty peeps, we're going to get her next week.
If they're pushing her new music, I'm not too sure why her new song wasn't on their hold system.
Nice.
Universal
now
hold
you're
system
talking,
is,
mister.
Is a
I
little
don't
bit
know.
Average.
Oh.
Just to be.
Anyway, we heard that for a while. So the things we do for you listeners, please don't underestimate what we will do.
Now, we've got two little fellas from a stage production called Astro Man coming in to talk to us.
They are coming in and they're just delicious.
That's leery.
It's really leery. I'll change that. They're delightful and I'd like to adopt them both.
Who else have we got on?
I think later on we're going to be speaking to the fabulous Jason Ball.
Oh, that's right. Ex-AFL champion.
Look at us go.
Wow.
Feels so professional. And we've got the Glow Show actually coming on.
Oh,
now, you need to be on your best behaviour because actually they're going to talk about some serious stuff today. They are going to touch on the recent tragedy that happened just on our doorsteps out here.
I might go and have a cup of tea.
I think at that stage it's probably a good idea if you excuse yourself.
It's okay.
And I'll handle that.
Okay.
And it's so amazing that Tim can be in Hong Kong and yet his spirit lives on.
How do you mean?
That sounds like he's gone to another realm. But like he's still in the studio because very same button that he pushes every week that flicks off, you just did the same thing.
Because it's your microphone button. That's the problem.
And it flicks off.
Gets so excited to hear Anna.
That's like a warning.
And blows up.
Yeah, that was a little behind the curtain moment.
Can I just say to you that Fiji has a new prime minister? I just want everyone up to go and Google it right now because when I looked at it, I saw Frank Bananarama. And it's Bainimarama.
Why don't we go with Bananarama?
Frank Bananarama.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay. I'm really glad that you gave me pre-warning for that.
Oh, thanks.
I've got nothing to add to Frank Banana.
No. I thought you had a plethora of
Bananarama stories.
No, just of other stories.
Oh, I do, but we don't want to. We've just opened.
We don't want to give them all away.
It's 12 minutes past four.
I know.
How was your week?
Well, good.
Do you know what?
We went to a very interesting show.
Do we want to talk about
that now with the people?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Mick's joined us.
Oh, hello.
At least we've got Mick in the studio as well. We haven't got a mic on you. Mick, hello.
Whack that on.
Hello.
There you go, buddy.
Hello, team. How are we?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're missing Tim. He is the
glue.
I don't know.
But you can be the glue.
You could be
putty if you like.
Putty. I think I prefer to be glue.
Would you? Okay.
That's
clag.
Okay. You can be anything.
You can be the clag that sticks us together today.
We went and saw a really interesting comedy act.
We did.
Last Friday night.
This is fabulous.
Maybe
and
we'll
most of, I think that most of the Joy listeners were actually in that building.
Oh, wow.
It was
a gaggle of gays.
It was indeed.
Beautiful day to walk the puppies.
Oh, look, mine got a very long walk this morning.
Mm.
And I'm sorry, but I am the proud owner of a wee poodle. And so I will talk about her.
She's got long legs.
I want to. It's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went and got a replacement leash for her, but one of those extender ones.
But that could be dangerous with her.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got it, and it was a different one to what I'd had in the past, and it actually had really thin rope, and I went to stop her going, like, onto the traffic, into the traffic. I don't know what took my hand off. So then I took it back, got the refund, that's fine, and then went to the supermarket. And the one mum had let me has been really short. This leash has been annoying, and Pepper seems to go side to side, and I know that's a training issue.
Yeah.
I know that, people, before you go, you've got to train her how to walk on the leash.
Maybe a little bit more training.
I know that. But anyway, so I
was...
Yes, and I was at the supermarket, and I was like, oh, I'll get the longer lead. Now... I got the 180-centimetre lead. It's huge. It's got this massive buckle on it. Anyway, she's happy as Larry.
She can bungee jump off that
thing.
She
feels like she's a million miles away from me. But yes, no, just having a lovely time with that dog at the moment. But you got to do it before it's too hot, people.
Yes.
Well, otherwise their paws
burn. What is the temperature
off
that you can't take them walking down the street? Is there a certain temperature?
I don't know. I would say that 30 is too hot.
Isn't it something like if you take your shoes off and stand there and you can't stand there, they shouldn't stand there?
Correct. If you can't walk down the street in bare feet, then they should.
Signages on trams and stuff. Sort of advertising that.
If you suggest one more sign for idiots in this bloody country.
Well, they do need signs.
I'm so sorry, but when I see things like, oh no, I shouldn't even say it, it'd be too controversial, but we can't have a bloody. I don't know how people get up in the morning and out the door. I don't know how people manage to stay alive during the day without
rant.
A sign for everything and an instruction manual. There is a thing called natural selection, people. Sorry, that's my. I'm sorry, but we can't. Wow. Labels
it's
on everything.
Even,
I think we should take labels off
some things.
We've been
on air 18 minutes and you've had a rant already.
Well, you've annoyed me.
You've got a lot to get off your chest, don't you?
I don't know. I'm just grumpy. Maybe it's my age.
Can I cheer you up with a bit of Bruno Mars and some Chunky?
Oh, God, yes.
Here he is. I'm
Chunky?
Joy.
That's not going to make me happy. How dare you? How very dare you?
She may have fallen over, but you can never keep that woman down.
I keep a good woman down and turn me off, doll. Make sure you turn that button on.
Sorry,
doll. I've thrown you because I've moved. That's where I've moved.
You have, and you're playing around with my headphones.
Oh, sorry, wrong headphones.
Yeah.
Righto, sorry, everyone. Hello, hello. Oh, there you are. Right, I can
We'll get this show together by 5 o'clock. This will be a rocking little show.
It's very difficult for people to actually understand that this
problem,
is community radio.
The problem is...
So commercial right
our
now.
Our anchor man, Tim, has gone overseas to Hong Kong and has left us for a week and we don't know how to push the buttons. It's been bloody
long. We've forgotten. We've been spoiled.
Now, can I just say we've had a message come through already. The show must be doing something, right?
Yes.
Someone's paying attention.
We have, and I love it when they connect with us and I love it when they connect with us on my side, because if you've just tuned in, I got a little cranky because Dean suggested that we need a sign about something. I can't even remember what that was about right now, but... I am fed up with being patronised with these bloody signs all over the place. And Mark from Frankston seems to agree. He said, hi, Murphys, I'm with you. And why the F do we have to dumb down the rest of the population because of a percentage of dumb
whatever's, yes.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Good on you, Mark.
Yes.
That's lovely. If you want to participate in today's show, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Now, Anna Murphy, before we go on, I got the new iPhone
now,
10.
Before
is
you
it
start,
iPhone X or iPhone 10?
I thought
it's an X, so it's not like a 10 version.
No.
I don't understand.
Before we start this,
what?
You ridiculed. I'll put my teeth in.
Ridiculed
me to within an inch
like
of
phenomenal.
My life last week because I got a brand new iPhone 8 and I couldn't work it out. And it's all over the podcast. If you'd like to listen to Murphy's Law podcast, we are on podcast at Joy94. 0.9. But anyway, you gave me
joy.org.au.
Oh, whatever. Yes, they know.
7 years.
They know how to do it.
But I'm not. I'm not complaining. You were complaining about yours. I don't have a complaint. I just have
You're
a request.
About to.
I just want someone to tell me how I get Siri back on this thing because you can't press the. There's no
Siri.
Button anymore. You know. You had, Anyway, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Now you had
do you
something.
Know I've never used Siri for anything other than just jokes. Like just
really,
talking,
is that it?
Just talking garbage into it?
Really?
Just that's all.
Is that
I've
it?
Never used it as a practical tool.
I use her all the time for things. Where's this? Where's that?
I find her a little cranky around the edges. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Now, big shout out. I don't know whether he'll be listening because I'm not sure that any of his organs will be working properly today. But I need to shout out to my best mate,
yes.
Gareth. Him and my personal trainer, Gus.
Gus.
Gareth and Gus.
Gus already really sounds hot, doesn't he?
Yes.
Name like Gus.
Well, it's a bit leery for me because we have actually worked out I am old enough to be his mother. But they competed yesterday in the, I think it's an annual event. Anyway, Spartan Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone has heard of this thing, it is ridiculous. It's like a tough mother. I was going to say tough mother, but it's not. Anyway, it's like one of those, but like an obstacle course marathon. So they had to.
Well, Gareth's super fit. Why wouldn't he?
They've trained for 6 months for this thing, and it was in Bright, right?
Oh,
so
God, that's
last year they did it earlier, and it was cold and rainy, and Gareth is from Queenstown in New Zealand. So he's like, I love
with that.
Right? Yesterday was 28 degrees. In Bright, it would have been hot and dry and dusty. And they.
The chafing alone.
It was 53 kilometres.
Wow. That's a lot of chafing.
And then they do, like, for people that don't understand, like, have you seen Ninja on the Ninja Warriors on the telly?
Yeah.
Those obstacle things where you're
crying.
So 53 kilometres of that and hills and whatever.
Sweaty cracks.
Guess how long it took them to compete in this event yesterday?
Long?
No, just have a guess. That's how guesses work.
I don't know, 2 hours?
Keep going.
Wow, really in the heat. Ooh, sweatiness.
Keep going.
Oh, scratching. 3 hours.
Keep going.
4 hours.
Keep going.
What do you mean?
12 and a half hours. 12.5 hours they did that for.
Well, I'll have you know that way back in the piece
No, this is not a story about you.
1982, I did a roller skating rollathon. Rollathon that went for 12 hours.
You didn't even pause. Well, they went for 12 and a half.
I know. So I feel their pain. I'm saying I relate.
You were on roller skates on a flat surface.
Well, we could stop every half an hour for some hot chips
or something.
And you
could stop for chips.
No, just for like a 5 minute break.
I was So I'd like to actually just.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying I relate to it. What have you ever done for 12 hours straight?
I think I did the same rollathon.
I don't think you did.
I did.
No, you
didn't. I remember it well.
No,
anyway, this is not about us and rollathons. You have completely hijacked this. Congratulations.
Good on you,
Gareth. I would like the bloody clap is what I want.
Hang on.
He doesn't know how to use the buttons anymore. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Oh, that's for you and your rollathon. Over to the right. You. Oh, my God.
I can't find it.
The magic of radio. Up. Sorry, I'm yelling at you. Sorry.
That's all right,
okay.
We'll find it.
Listeners, don't worry. Look, I just want to say congratulations to Gus and Gareth.
Yeah.
12 and a half hours. We are live to air.
Right, okay. Joy 94.9. And to Gareth, your little mate who did his 12 and a half roller skating, roller thing.
It wasn't roller skating.
Tough mudder, whatever it was.
Spartan.
Yeah. Good on you, you shiny little jockey. Nice little message come through, Anna, from Brad.
Yeah, well, it does say, Dean, you asked a stupid question. When did you, Anna, do anything for 12 hours? If you let her, Anna would be easily able to get a 12-hour rant completed.
Yeah, you can do that. You've got a motor mouth. You can talk underwater for 12 hours. Easy.
And I'm angry and hostile. But it says here, the only problem with that would be that at the end of 12 hours, just when you thought it had stopped, you would realise Anna just stopped to take her first breath.
Mm-hmm. How rude. How very funny.
How
lovely of you. It's very beach weather, isn't it?
It. It's getting me in the mode for Bali, although it's not as humid.
When are you heading off there, Dawn?
Oh, it's 2 weeks on Wednesday.
Are we going to lose you during the show? For 1 week or 2 weeks?
I should take a holiday. No, I'm not going for that long, Dawn. We're going 5-star. I can't afford that.
5 days.
Yes, exactly.
Love that. Now, this message came through.
I'm mildly terrified. But
from Conrad.
Conrad. Yeah, it says, hi, Ratbags. Dan, I know how you can find out how to use Siri on your iPhone X. You Google it.
Traffic for Melbourne.
Me. And that's right. It's that time of the afternoon again. We head out to the roads. The colder outbound is rolling in the deep. At 7 minutes, eastern outbound, we'll have you saying, hello. At 12 minutes, the Monash outbound make you feel like you are chasing pavements at 49 minutes.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
The Prince's outbound will make you feel like you left work a million years ago at 18 minutes. And if you can't spot it, that was your Adele themed.
Oh, that's really good.
Traffic
didn't
for this afternoon.
It at all.
No.
It was
and
well
I
hidden.
Can't sing any of them.
Justin Bieber, 40 million followers.
And I'm gonna tell her one time.
Murphy's Law, over 140 Facebook likes. Now that's progress.
Sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Joy 94.9.
There are no
Murphy's
wheels left on Murphy. The bus.
We need Tim back.
We are now just a listening? Bus that is sitting on the side of the road desperately waiting for help.
Do you reckon Tim's listening from Hong Kong going, wow?
Now he'll listen to the podcast.
Quarter past
if,
five.
In
30,
fact, we get a podcast
30
of this
degrees.
Train wreck.
Shut up. Simo sent a message in from Eastern Twitter. Are you having a little flingy fling fling?
No,
fling,
I'm fling not. Thing. But it says, hello, Adam Murphy. Lovely seeing you at the gym the other day. Now, you have beaten me, Simo, because
hello,
this is...
Simo.
I was waiting until I thought, oh, he'll be in the car after 5 o'clock and I'll say a big cheerio to Simo, long-time listener from the Paris end of East St Kilda. And he came and said hello at the gym yesterday. So now we're old friends and he's told me which end the Paris end
Simo, was she
of East St Kilda is.
Simo, was she actually...
Did you even want to ask?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, go for it.
It's about what? Opening those ears. Remember
I'm doing
Tim told
two
you
jobs,
to listen.
Two jobs today.
Yes. Well,
Missy,
anyway, you've ruined
one.
It because I wasn't going to tell you.
Where's the Paris end?
Not telling.
What do you mean?
No, I wasn't going to tell you anyway.
Just tell me where it is.
No, me and Simo know, don't we, Simo? Oh, anyway, right. Hello, darling. Lovely to meet you.
Anyway.
It's very nice to put faces to the names of the long-time listeners. It's very, very excellent.
Great.
It's nice
Why
to know that somebody's listening.
Why don't we do a competition
listening?
And people can send in their photo?
Because this system doesn't take photos. Right, okay. Then we end up having to do that.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay. Are you open now? I've got a story for you.
I'm just wondering
I've
if you want to
I've got a story for you.
Talk all over me again.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
So a Japanese man.
Oh, right. We're in Japan.
We're going to Japan.
Okay. Off we go.
A Japanese man has shelled out a whopping £14,000, which is about $22,000 Australian, something like that, for his wedding to a hologram.
Well, to a what?
He's married a hologram doll.
He's married a what?
A Hikiku Kondo, 35, married a virtual reality singer named Hatsune Miku in a controversial ceremony earlier this month.
So
What?
But it's a
Let me get through the story, can you? The lavish formal event took place at Tokyo Hall and cost a whopping 2 million yen. Despite shelling out for this special day, none of his family members or friends attended the event. No,
because
really?
No, he doesn't have any left.
Lunatic.
He's anyway. Marrying a hologram. Isn't a hologram of, like, a hologram's based on a person, though? Like,
what does
the actual singer think of this?
Well, she thinks it's great. The video of the ceremony shows Hikoko. Gazing lovingly into the eyes of a small stuffed doll. The doll was even fitted with a wedding ring on its wrist.
Fucking lunatic.
To represent the hologram.
On the planet. I'm a girl. I should have had a wedding by now, and I haven't. And
even this holograms are getting married.
This lunatic is marrying a hologram and spending $25,000. I don't have $25,000. I want a wedding.
He also reads.
I'm furious.
A wedding.
You can't send marry a soft toy.
Can I get through this?
Oh,
he also
God.
Reads a wedding speech to the doll, although it wasn't entirely clear if she was pleased either way.
Because it's a doll.
Since March, Kondo has been living with a moving, talking hologram, God. Miku, that floats in a $2,800 desktop device. Yes.
This man has too much money.
Oh, it gets better.
And he needs to put some of it towards him staying in an institution.
Prior to the wedding, Kondo said he had struggled with the conventional relationships that are being referred to as creepy by girls he knew. So the girls are actually out there think he's a bit creepy. That's why.
Do you think?
No. Speaking about his new bride, Mikkelsen, is a woman I love a lot and also the one who saved me. And while Kondo says he's happy with the friends, I was happy to be friends with a 3D woman, he has no interest in romance with
Well,
one.
That's very lucky, Hakuku, or whatever your name
Two-dimensional.
Is.
Two-dimensional.
It's very lucky that you're not interested in any three-dimensional woman because you are a barking lunatic. The
two-dimensional characters can't cheat, age, or die, he points out.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
He's got a point. I'm starting to come around. Where do I get me some hologram action?
Movies Law Radio. Unlike a good bottle of wine, they haven't got better with age.
Now, a man has been accused of threatening to blow up a chicken shop.
Right.
And he claims his explosive threat was actually a reference to a bowel movement.
Right. What?
Arthur, okay. 30, was apprehended on Tuesday night after allegedly making a threat to blow up the chain of Willie's Chicken Shack in New Orleans.
I just love that name. Willie's Chicken Shack.
But as he was arrested and carted
Willie's
off,
Chicken Shack.
He said, oh, no, you've misunderstood. I didn't say I was going to blow up the the restaurant. I was going to blow up the bathroom.
Blow the bathroom. Look, in fairness, he was probably doing a community service by announcing that, because there are times, certainly I believe, that at Willie's Chicken Shack, if you'd had a hot sauce on some chicken, might be a reasonable thing to assume that you will blow the bathroom up. Sometimes I think that I should evacuate my pets in my home. At times, you know. Oh. Certainly they do look at me strangely when there's some
That's the difference between
noise.
You and someone like Dua Lipa. You will just mention that to the whole of Melbourne and she wouldn't.
I don't think she'd ever go.
No, her publicists would say, don't talk about, you know, suffocating the animals
and
in the bathroom.
And that's what separates. The only thing that separates me and Dua Lipa is a publicist. You heard it here.
Hi, I'm Channel 7's Jane Bunn, and it's time for Melbourne's weather on Joy. And it looks like a mouthwatering day today in the city with a top temperature of 30 degrees. Now, if that doesn't make you want to take all your clothes off and frolic around in the water, I don't know what will. Tomorrow, still a warm day, but thunder and showers are on the way. And what better way to make love than to the sounds of a cracking storm? For the rest of the week, Wednesday, partly clouding and 21. That's 21 times I've told you to take me. Thursday is likely to make my nipples go hard with a cold and chilly 14 degrees. And they still will be standing upright on Friday with another 14 degrees. Right now, though, it's 28 degrees in the city and I can feel beads of sweat running down the back of my neck. That's it from me. We'll see you next week. I'm Jane Bunn.
Murphy's Law. Now that's real radio.
Don't you know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, we're mixing it up a bit this afternoon. We're heading out to the roads. The cold outbound is as exciting as finding $20 in an old jacket at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound is like getting $10, so I can't read my writing. $10 back off a $28 lotto ticket at 13 minutes. The Monash outbound is like getting a piece of, like getting a bloody parking ticket when you were dropping off clothes at the op shop at 49 minutes. And Princess outbound is like getting a piece of chewy stuck on your new jeans at 17 minutes.
Well, it's just amazing because people really do resonate with what you do with the traffic, and I think it's garbage.
Oh, terrible. And do you know what? It would be maybe passable if I could read my own
writing.
It's
not garbage. Sometimes it's fun.
The only reason I do it is because I have to.
Now, you got a little frown on your face, Dolly.
Oh, well, I just looked at the weather.
Yeah, for where?
Not here. For Bali.
For Bali.
Because I'm going to Bali.
Jakarta.
No, that's not Jakarta and Bali. Well, no. Same country.
Yeah, right. How is the weather over there?
And it's overcast. It's not only overcast, it's just torrential rain with thunderstorms.
Damn. Well, you will book to go in the monsoon season.
Well, my friend would be born in the monsoon season because he's 50, so we're going over for a birthday party.
But the good thing about Bali is even when it rains, it's not cold.
Oh, it'll be.
You'll have showers
it'll be hot.
Sunny up again.
I was there once before at the same time and it was torrential. Like we just had to walk around with brollies and it was just like torrential rain.
Yeah.
So I've been looking forward to this holiday for months now. I'm just putting it out there to the universe. Could we just get some sun?
Yeah.
I've tried really hard to be in tip-top shape for this holiday.
Well, I was just about to say, wow, you've really kicked some goals at the old gym, haven't you?
Well, I haven't.
Just fallen off?
Well, no. Thanks for that.
No, I mean, to me it looks like it has.
Oh, well, it hasn't, but that's fine. The good thing about goal setting is you can set new goals.
That's it. Even if you don't hit it, you're further along than when you started, Dolly.
The one thing I'm really proud of is that I have been absolutely focused on the gym.
Yeah.
100%.
I know, which I've never seen that.
I'm very fit. I've been going before
work. Growing
up,
you had bad ankles, apparently, the gankles.
According to you. No, I've been very focused there, which is the surprise of it all, because I declared that I was going to cut out all these things. And that I would have thought, because at the beginning of the year, I don't know whether we weren't on air then, but I did 2 months of detox. Nothing.
Yes.
No caffeine, no alcohol, no
And how did that
else.
Go for you?
And it went
I know how it went, but I just want other people to know.
Well, it went well.
Yes.
And then I had a fundamental life change.
Yeah, relationship
breakup. And so all
breakup.
Of the pounds.
House move.
All of the weight that I'd put, taken off, I put right back on by living at the McDonald's drive-through, and then I decided to go on a holiday to Bali.
Yep. That
so I had 6 months to get ready for this holiday.
But you're cramming for exams, doll. Like,
I've now got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And
I will just say, though, that I am down nearly 5 kilos. Yeah. And I think that's important.
Hey, that's pretty good. And you're not necessarily the most coordinated person at the gym.
No.
You know, so having lost 5 kilos, you need this.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. There
you
go.
I'm not quite at my goal, though. So I'm wondering, do I buy myself the new pair of pants?
Yes,
that I
God damn it.
Really?
Buy it. You've got it. Oh, you're
I'm
going,
not quite
go
at the goal, though.
Show off your new goal. That's it.
Yeah, look, I'm happy with myself, and I think
the
biggest lesson out of this whole thing is if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? Can I get an amen up in here?
Can you not?
I have to.
Can you not? I know, okay. That's Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. That's it from us. We're out of here. Before we go, though, we've had a
new member, John from Kensington.
On our show.
Joined during our show.
Wow.
I'd love to. Next week, if you tune in again, could you let us know what it was that inspired you to join this great institution? Or were you not listening and you've joined on the basis of everyone else's shows that run a lot smoother than us?
God bless you. That's it for us. We have to go.
We're
out of here.
Ciao.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.